We are kicking off the third hour of the program, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And in case you've never listened to talk radio before, when you bring up whatever it is you want, it doesn't mean we're just going to sit here quietly for 2 minutes straight as you ramble on about whatever it is you have to say. We're going to have a conversation with you, and sometimes that involves interrupting you when you're on some long tirade about whatever it is you're talking about. It's just how things work, and you can interrupt us sometimes, too. That's how things work, too. 800-259-9231.
And on Free Talk Live, I think we are very good about letting people go compared to... I'm not saying it's a great compare. It's a great group of people. I'm just saying compared to other radio talk shows, mm-hmm. once you get your statement in and I talk, they slide that little potentiometer down, and
you're
whatever
done.
You say... there's nothing that anyone can hear. And
yep.
then when they're done talking, they'll slide it up. And then you have the chance to respond. But if you said anything in between, no one knows it.
So the only time we ever slide the potentiometer down is if somebody just refuses to stop just going on and on and on and on. They just refuse to have a conversation. That's the only time we employ that tactic. But you're right, Mark. They employ it on a regular basis on most other talk radio programs.
That's what they do. And generally, you get one statement and you're gone.
Pretty much. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. On this show, if you're engaging and interesting, even if it's an argumentation situation, you'll get an entire segment. You know, they say that in talk radio, in the business, behind the scenes, they say things like, oh, talk radio, the callers are the songs. And I think there's some truth to that. I really do. Of course, they will say things like, and they, again, the people in the business, will say things like, well, you know, in talk radio, you want to keep things short. There are rules. See, what you guys don't understand, some of you don't understand, is that there are the rules of talk radio. And Free Talk Live breaks those rules on a regular basis. The show is formatted to break those rules. It's just the way the show is. And
right.
one of the rules is that a call should not last more than 2 minutes.
Yeah, right. And if you listen to talk radio enough, you'll hear some of the talk shows. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just because I know the rules. I'll hear them say things like, well, this call's going on for 3 minutes or something like that. They'll
really?
Mention in their discussion. I heard Mike Gallagher do it relatively recently. And
You've had 50% more time than I should have allowed.
Right. So they'll say things like that. 3 minutes is a call. A segment is an interview. And on this show, a lot of calls do, in fact, go the whole segment.
You know what a lot of those, I think those talk show people are coming from when they have their little rules. What they're trying to do is they're trying to appeal to a certain sensibility that they believe is out there, some sort of aggregate of what talk radio should be, this perfect ideal of what they think a good talk show is, and they're not doing what would be the right show for them. And I think that's why you have so many followers. That's why you have so many, Rush Limbaugh wannabes and things like that. These people have built a formula. They've adopted that formula from the other talk show hosts that have been successful. And they've said, well, if I adopt that formula for myself, I can be successful, too, like Rush Limbaugh. And some of them make it more so than others. That's certainly the case. But the way I do this show is I do the show I want to listen to. I don't want to hear another talk radio conserva clone show. I don't want to hear another show that's formatted exactly like those other programs. I want to hear the show I want to hear. And my presumption is that other people will also want to hear that show. So I don't concern myself with worrying about, oh no, did that call go longer than 2 minutes? No. I concern myself with what's interesting to me. Is it an interesting call? Then let's keep going with it. You know, if somebody who's nuts will call into the show sometimes, I find those people fascinating, and we'll spend an hour with them. It doesn't happen very often, because you have to be really nuts for me to make that kind of decision. Sometimes Mark will sit over here saying, no, cut him off, get rid of silently
yes.
telling me to get rid of somebody, and I'll keep going on. Sometimes it's the right choice to cut him off sooner rather than later. Sometimes I don't make the right choice necessarily because I'll just be a little too into it. Maybe I shouldn't.
It's live radio, too, so it's difficult to even know what the right choice versus the wrong choice even is.
But sometimes when you take that one caller that maybe not the best right up front a little further and ask them the right question, you open the door into radio gold that would otherwise not be found on one of those shows where it's 2 minutes maximum. That's it. Unless you're a guest, 2 minutes. You know, that's just one example of some of these arbitrary rules that some program director came up with someday in the past and decided to, you know, maybe write an article about it, and somebody else picked it up, or they learned from him, and so on and so forth. And the rule got spread around the industry that 2 minutes, that's the max. Some hosts even have a back timer. They even have a button. The producer will hit a button when the call comes on the air, and they've got a 2 minute timer that counts down.
They absolutely do. I mean, I don't know
how regimented they are.
I don't know about some hosts. I'll bet you that most hosts have that.
I don't know. I've never really worked in anything outside of Free Talk Live as far as talk radio is concerned. So I don't have those. Most of those habits, if you will, or the rules that they're trying to inculcate you with, we didn't get that except for one sit-down meeting we had way back in the beginning of Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
What was it, a few weeks in, I think, maybe?
I think so. I think it was right after I said see.
You said the S-word, wasn't it?
No. It had to do with filleting a rooster.
Okay.
Right. And that one, you know, I said that on air, and I thought you could say that on air, right? You can talk about roosters,
right? Big Jim Davis called us in,
and then besides that, here's the rules.
And he really just really went down a list, and I think he did it off the top of his head. I don't know if he had any notes, but he just went down
his list. He knew them off the top of his head. He may have had notes, but
this is what the consultants have said, and this is what, you know, the professional talk show hosts do, and if you want to be successful, you should follow this model. Well,
God bless him for giving us the speech.
Yeah, and
at least we know the rules.
Right. I appreciate Jim Davis. He wrote me a nice recommendation letter when he left the radio station we were working at. And some of the rules were okay, and the rest of them I took them and tossed them right out. Because that's how I do things. If you tell me to do something, I'll analyze whether it's good or not, not whether how successful you've been with it. But will that make me do? Will that be useful for me? Will that rule be useful for my purposes and what I want to accomplish? And so, again, we'll take you and go with you for a while if it's a good conversation. But if you're also somebody that's calling every single night and we're giving you segment after segment, it's that interesting, you might get cut down one night, you know, just because we want to make room for somebody else like you. 800-259-9231. Oh, one of the other things, since we're on the topic of talk radio rules, I kind of like revealing these things because they never will tell you about them on the other shows. The other one is you don't want to take the same callers over and over again because you'll sound small time. Right?
Yeah, that's absolutely what they say.
And we have calls to this show that are consistently the same people over and over again. And I kind of see that as an extension of the callers are songs mentality. Because if you're in music radio, for instance, you know that you play the hits, right? You don't play the deep cuts out of the Led Zeppelin album. You play the hits. And so when you're playing the hits, that's kind of what's going on, in my opinion, when we take a caller that has called a number of times. We know kind of what to expect from that person. You know what to expect from them. We haven't heard from Paula in Florida in a long time, but many of our longtime listeners know that name, and they love Paula in Florida. She's crazy as a bat. But, you know.
We have chronic callers on this show, and, you know.
We get to learn about them and explore them and talk to them and understand them at least as much as we possibly can in the amount of time that we have with them. And so the next call is just another opportunity to dig into that personality and find out who they are. That's one of the things that I enjoy the most about this. 800-259-9231. And obviously that's something that's going to change over time as, you know, the show gets more listeners and more people get involved and it gets more difficult to get through. But we've never cut somebody out of the show because, well, you've called too many times this week. We do have a one call per night policy, but that's all. All right, so we will take your calls about anything, and we will go to Stephen in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, guys. Enjoy your show, and wow, man, too bad you have to spend so much time justifying that you just simply have a radio show where people can call in and express their feelings, huh?
Well, you know, it's. I didn't have to spend all that time doing that, but sometimes it's fun to talk about the business and the way things are done and compared to the way we do them here.
Yeah, and it should be, yeah, because there is. Oh, that is good information. I enjoyed listening to it. I'm going to be really brief. I'm going to go through a few callers. The first caller that I heard, it was kind of mentioning things like genetics about black people and stuff. That's the reason I called. I got kind of angry, and I'm going, no, it has nothing to do with them being completely suppressed for hundreds of years, huh?
Thank you. As far as their mental acuity, is that what you're
referring to? No, it's anger.
No, I mean, it's a government suppressed run out of them. Now, see, in the 60s and 70s, and the Martin Luther King and the woman, I'm sorry, I don't remember her name, on the bus.
Rosa Parks.
And then people started noticing the black people more, and they started succeeding. All they needed was a chance.
Absolutely. Good point, Stephen. We'll bring you back here. I know you had something else in a moment. More with Stephen. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy's been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless, and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing the toll-free number. Brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? you need to know about SACL, C-A-I. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL, C-A-I. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. As we go back to Stephen in Oregon. Stephen, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys. Oh, I was just bringing up the thing about the person calling about the black people and their, I don't know what words you use or whatever, but, we got to remember that they were suppressed for hundreds of years.
And yeah,
to say DNA and bring up dog breeds and all that kind of stuff, I'm just like going, no, that doesn't fit with me whatsoever. I think they've been suppressed, and I think there's been a time where they were coming out of suppression and really doing well in the 60s and 70s, and you saw black people working, doing everything they're supposed to do, doing really well, and then we had the immigration thing come in, and I'm not against Hispanics either. I love all humankind. But then you can't mix cultures that quick, and then they go through gang wars and set the blacks back another 100 years.
Well, gang wars, point of information here. Gang wars exist because prohibition exists. So if there were not products and services that were prohibited, like drugs, that's really the biggest thing, drugs, guns, two of the biggest things that gangs are running. So if there weren't prohibitions, then those gangs would not have any products with which to profit from, because you don't really see gangs selling Bush beer. So basically what I'm telling you is those gang wars that you're citing because of a cultures mixing together, I think you're citing the wrong source. The source is territory fights based on drug territory. That's really all we're talking about.
Maybe a little bit of both, but I kind of lean towards your side more. But probably a little bit of both.
It's likely that what's happening is the drug turf exists and the gangs exist, and the gangs may be made up of mostly black people on one side or Asians, because there's a lot of Asian gangs as well, I'd like to point out. And white gangs, Hell's Angels. There's different gangs out there, and it's very likely that they will, sort of like how governments demonize their enemy, dirty Japs, et cetera, I'm sure they demonize their opposing gangs in the same way, and they just happen to be racially divided, so that would be where that comes from.
All right, let's change that thing. I kind of agree with you on that. Yes, it is prohibition that causes most of the problems. I'll go with that.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to the other caller. I didn't like how he did the genetics thing with black people and stuff like that. But let's go on to the next caller. Oh, the Espanol guy, and I can't remember his name. He's done his homework. He gets an A+. He's done his homework very well. But I'm the same kind of how you talk. Is like I have a friend who does his homework in the same area, and I go, well, I don't care. Yeah, I know it goes back to the Khazars. I know all this stuff, but how far in the rabbit hole do I got to go? How much time do I spend researching, how far this goes back 3 and 4 centuries? But then after
you're talking about, just to bring our listeners up to speed if they're just tuning in, you're talking about a call that we got where it was about the, the Talmud and the Zionists and the bankers and this and that. And the Zionist bankers, and the statement was made that most of the international bankers are Zionists. And that's what I was saying. It didn't matter to me. I don't care what their belief system is. And that's what you're referencing, is that it doesn't matter. What matters is that there's a scam going on called fiat currency, and that they get to just print out as much money as they want to. I don't care what books they're reading in their spare time.
Yeah, on the other hand, though, see, this is where I'm a little bit torn, to be honest with you, because even though I agree with you 100%, I get going, well, maybe I should learn some of this stuff, and I have, but at the same time, how relevant is it, and how far in the rabbit hole do I go?
I haven't found it relevant. I mean, I've looked into a lot of the conspiracy stuff, because people have presented the ideas, and I found some of them interesting and looked into it. I've seen a number of the videos, and it's very intriguing. It is something that you can, it is a rabbit hole, and you can dig in and find all kinds of interesting things. But the relevancy to our lives today is just not there. To me, it's not apparent. There's something worth talking about in some areas, like, the police state really is on the rise, and that's something we're currently dealing with today. But dealing with the details on who's meeting with whom and where they're meeting and speculating about what they might be talking about and talking endlessly about alleged facts from past incidents like the Oklahoma City bombing, the assassination of JFK and 9/11 is just focusing on something that at this point isn't going to change where we're going.
It doesn't seem that, and that's the same thing. See, I had the same conversation with a friend who does the same, you know, he calls me and goes, did you know this and that? I'm going, yes, I know, you know, it's probably true, but what sense does it make?
Right, I already know the government's evil. Thanks for the call. You got a little clicking on your line. We'll let you go. But
thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So you can bring up anything there. Let's continue and go to Greg, listening to WVNA in Alabama, listening a couple hours late, but still welcome to call in any old time. Hey, Greg, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, this force that the government's got that's going to call a government health care plan.
How do you feel about it?
Oh, at first I was kind of apprehensive about it, but now I am 100% against it.
Okay.
My wife, she's currently on Medicare, and just this past weekend we just got out of the hospital. Just got her out of the hospital. Took her to a government clinic, healthcare clinic here, and they pretty much just said, no, we do not take government health care. We do not take Medicare or Medicaid.
Wait, the government clinic told you they don't take Medicare or Medicaid?
Yeah, yes, sir.
How bizarre.
That's very strange.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I asked them, I said, you mean to tell me that a government-funded clinic does not take government health care plan? She's just paused for a second and said, well, yes, sir, I believe that's what I'm saying.
I bet they get that a lot. But, I mean, it just goes to show just how bad the government-funded plan is, I guess.
Oh, yes, sir. And from what I understand, they're wanting to base their new plan off of the Medicare plan. You know,
Are they doing that? I thought the plan, and I know it's changing, but I thought the basic idea of the plan was that the government would offer some sort of insurance option. Is that off the table at this point?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. It's just the last I heard was that they were trying to base it off of the current Medicare plan. If they do that, I mean, what are they going to do when you got millions, you know, tens and hundreds of millions of people on one plan, and we all have to go to the emergency room? You think 5 to 6 hour wait right now is bad? Wait till they enact this plan, and now you got to sit in an emergency room 10, 12, 24 hours just to get help.
I'd say you'd be pretty much accurate there.
I mean, I wish I could argue with something you've had to say, but you know, it all seems accurate to me. We're going to have longer wait times. You're going to have worse service. It's going to be a mess.
Oh yes, sir. I'm hoping that maybe some of your listeners that are leaning toward the health care plan would, you know, just take into account of everything that, you know, even if the government decides that it ain't good enough, that they can't get the money from the government, that, you know, just imagine how it's going to be if they enact this plan.
Thank you, Greg, for the call tonight. There are so many reasons to be very concerned about that situation. Just look at the VA. Look at how they administer health care, and then ask yourself if that's what you want for yourself. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard to find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got updates. You get signed up. We will keep you in the loop about what's happening with Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Now, creating new and old media, we're doing that here in New Hampshire. Political action, that's happening. Civil disobedience, market-based activism, you'll find it all here. Part of the Free State Project. Move here to New Hampshire, get active with other liberty-minded people. New folks are coming here every single week, and it just keeps getting more exciting as time goes on. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the movement and get yourself signed up. freestateproject.org. You want to be in the first 10,000 because we're getting closer to the 10,000 mark as far as people that are signed and pledged to make the move here to New Hampshire. Hundreds have already made the move, and so we hope you join us. freestateproject.org. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Scott is in Wisconsin, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Mark and Ian. How you doing tonight?
Scott, hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been listening to your show, analyzing a few callers before, and I just want to mention about equal judgment in retirement, if I could.
Run that by me one more time. Equal what judgment?
Equal judgment in retirement.
Okay.
Well, why don't you start telling us about it?
By the way, Scott, point of information, my name is Ian, not Eon. It just used to really bug me. Lunch lady, one of the aides in the lunchroom that always called me Eon when I was
forgive
nervous.
Me. That's I okay. ask for forgiveness.
I do forgive you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. That's what I preach on when all I call right. you guys. Number one, hear. We are all created equal from the same sand, no matter if we're yellow, pink, purple, blue, brown, gray.
Yes, sir.
That's that. Number two, the only one that judges is Jesus Christ. We are not to judge other people. Okay? And that's serious stuff.
Point of information, Scott, does that mean that if you can't judge somebody, you can't say, I think that's bad, what so-and-so just did?
Well, you can have your opinion, but you cannot, you know what judgment is, I hope you know.
Well, okay. When you say judgment, what do you mean then?
I mean that you are, judging them, saying that you, for instance, they are maybe not better than you, or you're better than them, something like that. Okay, the third one is...
Just another point of information here. Okay. A synonym for to judge is to hold an opinion. So, I guess I see where you're coming from, but I don't know if it really works.
Okay. Now, judgment. Judgment day is coming, and that's where you, Eon, and everybody are going to kneel to the Lord Jesus Christ on that day. That ain't going to be a very good time for the people that don't believe in him.
And who? Wait, now, okay,
that's
point.
The key. All right,
I need to clarify something. Go ahead.
Okay. That's the key to get into heaven, okay? Because retirement.
The key to get into heaven is what?
What's that?
One more time. What is the key to get into heaven? I want to make sure I'm clear
on that. To believe in Jesus Christ only. Because the Bible says that if you believe in false prophets and idolaters, you're off track.
What if I.
Do you say the pledge to the flag? Do you put your hand over your heart and say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America?
What's that?
Do you pledge allegiance to the flag?
I have done that, yes.
Don't you think...
Do you still? Would you do it if you, if somebody was doing it tomorrow, would you pledge with them to the flag?
Well, what matter if I do or not?
Well, I think it's a graven image.
I mean, it's my choice.
I think that it's you're talking about the Christian religion here, and I'm just kind
of
asking some questions.
Well, that's what I want to stay on, Ian. That's what I want to stay on. But here's the reality of it. See, the retirement is it's either the lake of fire or brimstone or heaven. That's where we're going to have to spend eternity.
Well, that's your belief.
And I just let you guys comment on that.
I want you to stay on the phone while we discuss this, because it's more fun discussion than a commentary track.
Okay,
Mark, can you ask your question, or can you make a point?
Well, here's, I guess, what my question is if you think that the Lord God is the only God and you should have no graven images, and Christians all over America, to me, I think that the Christian religion is messed up as it is in the world today.
Amen.
And I think that part of that messed up is the way Christians in this country will put their hands on their heart and pledge allegiance to the flag, because to me, that's worshiping a graven image. And it's pretty clear that God doesn't like that. So the Christian God. So I think that Christians should exist outside of sort of national bounds in that sense. They should be in the world but not of it. And I think that pledging allegiance to the flag is being of the world. I think that being involved in national politics is of the world. So if they believe as the Bible says, and I believe that a Christian is a person who believes as the Bible says, then they should that Jesus should step aside and do more like, say, the Amish do and things like that.
Okay, so Mark, be honest. Where do you read about in the scripture about the flag?
You don't read about a flag. However, a graven image is pretty clear.
Well, I agree with you there, because our countries follow, and I could get into more prophecy, but I don't want to get you guys off school. But the bottom line is, we are going to all be in judgment one day, whether you like it or not, teeth quenched or not. That's the key, is to believe in the Son of the Father, that name is Jesus Christ, And you will find that in the Bible if you want to speak it out.
They do talk about this final judgment in the Bible. You're right, they do. And I've got to say that there isn't a day goes by that I don't think about this final judgment. I spend a lot of time thinking about this. And I've got to say that I am entirely messed up from my childhood from thinking about this this final judgment. And here's my question to you on this one is... God created the system in which he put me. So he made the rat's maze.
He created all, that's right.
Yep. He made the rat's maze. He put me in the rat's maze. He created the facility. He created me as the rat in the maze. And so he gave me all of my intellectual facilities, everything that I'm coming up with a conclusion here. And I'm of the opinion that the Bible is a translation of a translation of a translation, that it may have some scraps and some nuggets of truth in it. However, it is not the unerring word of God, and I have some real problems with some of the things that it scripturally says, and even the existence of some of the writers in it, the editing of it. So for God to say, you're going to go to hell after he created the world, he created my mind, he made all these rules, and then to say, I've got to go to hell, I mean, that seems pretty unfair. That doesn't sound like a fair and just and loving God to me.
No, Mark, you don't have to go to hell. You have a choice. Your choice is to believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father.
No,
that's your key.
But I get the key.
That's the key to get into the kingdom of heaven, brother.
I don't have to go to hell. I've heard it all, man. I was a Sunday school teacher. I went to Christian school for 9 years. I know the rhetoric.
Well, I got it backwards and forwards.
However, I don't believe that Jesus Christ was the only begotten Son of God. I do not believe that he was God made flesh any more than me. I mean, I believe that I am God made flesh, but a part of God. So I'm not willing to say that he is the savior of us all. I think that
you're burning in hell.
I think you, Scott, are the savior of you, not Jesus.
I can't save myself.
Sure you can.
Sure you can.
Say you're saved.
You've decided, Scott, that you can, and so that's your reality. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Lots of people in prison. I was in prison with lots of very bad men that believed that Jesus Christ was their personal savior.
Mm.
I just don't think that this is a system that works. I don't think that God blesses or God curses, because this is just ludicrous to me. How can a just, good, fair God curse someone? If he's blessing someone, then he's by proxy not blessing someone else, which to me is as good as a curse. God doesn't dole out favors. God has perhaps set up a system where you can get blessings and get curses of your own volition. You choose to do the things that get you good results or bad results. I don't think God blesses or curses or saves or damns or any of those things.
There is no, I don't see there being any sort of ethereal being that's just out there keeping watch over everything. I love how you explain your beliefs there, Mark. It's all in you. You do get to choose. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, only moments remain, enough time perhaps for your phone call if you make it right now, 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you online to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features and we give them to you. Now, if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and you can buy all kinds of products in so many different categories, in dozens of them, as a matter of fact, even used items. You'll find it all at amazon.freetalklive.com, and when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase.
And audiblepodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get a free one if you go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL, and they're all unabridged.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Back to your calls. Dan in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dan.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Gotcha. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, your caller a few segments ago, George, I guess it is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He made me think of this, and I feel like I'm a prejudiced person because liberty is so much on my mind all the time. Whenever I meet people in in my everyday life, strangers, I always prejudge them and don't think that they really understand what true liberty is and how to be a true libertarian. They don't understand the non-aggression axiom. And I especially feel this when I meet black people. I'm even more prejudiced. And when I hear of a black person who does understand it, I just feel it's so extraordinary. And I think maybe when George gets on you guys about what he does, I don't particularly agree with him. I think that's what's coming through. Am I far off?
I don't know. I understand how you feel when you're going through your everyday life and you don't believe that people believe in the non-aggression principle, because largely they don't. And
regardless of what their skin color is.
Sure. And I think that, you know, maybe just from my my point of view, and my point of view is certainly not perfect or anything, maybe that message isn't getting into the black community the way I would like to see it. I don't know. I just don't know. What is the black community? I don't even know any of these things. I know that there's
I think they come from the black community, especially after the Civil War, or, you know, it started way before the Civil War. They have a way of thinking, and it's their environment. And
okay, right now, I'm sorry to say, but you're entering into the same territory that Gene entered into, where you're saying the black community has a way of thinking. I mean, that's so absurd right on its face, as absurd as saying that the white community, there is no such thing. There's no such thing.
They've looked to get their to get what they wanted through government. And white people are the same way.
They?
Some have.
No, that's right. All. Well, okay, but there's a big difference between
I'm making a generality. I'm not saying everyone's like that. Of course not. But they have... That's the way people think.
Some people, and there are some people that are white that think that way. I guess I don't really understand what point you're making.
Well, okay, let me try to clarify it. I feel it's so extraordinary for me when I see a person with dark skin, with African ancestry, that believes in liberty, and I think it's great.
How many?
That's extraordinary and great too.
Right. How many of them are you seeing in general? How many black people?
Not very many.
Okay.
Not very many.
You just hear them on this show sometimes, and you're making assumptions, which I am too.
But no. I mean black people in general, not just liberty-oriented black people. But how many black people are you interacting with on a regular basis?
Right now, in this point in my life, not very many.
So then, really,
I interact with them fine. I don't go out of my way.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm pointing out here is your observation that I heard you say was that when you encounter a black person that understands liberty, it's a big deal. Well, what I'm telling you is you're not really encountering very many black people, so of course the odds are pretty slim. You're going to find one that understands liberty. If you're encountering more Caucasians in your life, then it's more likely that you're going to encounter somebody that understands liberty, because you're encountering a wider subset of potential people to choose from that would have that understanding. With that, we move to Cliff in Florida. Cliff, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how are you doing tonight?
Hey Cliff, how many Mongolians are you encountering that understand liberty?
Oh, I met one Mongolian down at the Chinese restaurant, and I was kind of shocked that he understood the idea of liberty. It was amazing.
you were shocked and excited.
Oh my God! Firstly, I want to qualify myself for anybody listening out there. I am black.
Really?
Yes. So now you can say yes. I know one black person that doesn't sound like a black person. I guess if they want to call it that, it's funny to me because I don't see how people don't understand this. On one hand, you had a call in the beginning of the show that was mentioning how Chinese people are not more intelligent. It's the way that they're learning these mathematical, the way they're learning the symbols make a lot more sense, because their language makes a lot more sense numerically, I guess, right? Because the figures, you know, represent it.
Right.
It's the same thing with black people or Spanish people or whatever you want to pick, you know, whatever, you know, subset of society that you want to, you know, pick, basically, is whatever culture they're coming from. You know, that's what they're going to most likely come out to be. And one thing that I'm grateful about is I grew up in Haiti for a good amount of time. And I can tell you for sure, you know, a lot of black people in Miami are very different than a lot of black people in Haiti in a lot of ways. As far as do they understand liberty, they absolutely do. But they understand it from a very skewed angle. It's kind of like looking at liberals, I guess, you know, the new democratic progressive liberals. They're looking at certain ideas of liberty, but in a very skewed way. And that's all it is. People understand this. It's inherent in them. But whatever society, whatever group they grew up in, whatever community they grew up in, they were taught certain things. Like the gentleman that called Mark earlier, or you guys both earlier, and was upset because Mark, you know, was denouncing religion, I guess. And he was very upset about that. You could tell he was upset about it. And again, it all depends on how people are raised. And I think it's so simple. And yes, there are differences, but they're so minute, so minor, that it's not even worth pointing. Yes, the most obvious difference is on top of the skin. You can see it.
But this is the other. Yes, go ahead.
Is there a black community? I mean, one of the things I've been saying here in response to some of the broad brush painting that's been going on by certain callers is there is no black community, as there is no white community, as there is no Hispanic community. I mean, it's just silly. There are so many different subsets.
How can you have a black community? There's so many individuals in so many different places, you know, that represent the black community.
Is there a brown-haired community out there?
That's what I'm trying to understand.
Is there a community of blue-eyed people? I mean,
it's amazing to me, but it's been an interesting show, and hopefully, if enough people call, I think it's important to discuss these subjects, and Mark was saying not to, and I think it's extremely important to understand these subjects, because the more you talk about these subjects, the more you'll find certain communities have certain things about the way they grow up that are very good, and we could pick off, these great things and become better people. And I want to leave off on that. And I think that's what it's important to talk about these things.
Cliff, you're not going anywhere. Here's the reason that I don't think it's worth talking about. And here's because the brown-haired community, or we'll use the South Park ginger thing. The red-headed people are dumb or whatever. They're weird because they don't sunlight, because they burn easily in the sun. These artificial groups that we create, the idea of talking about them, it just people find it easy to come to conclusions like, well, black people are more likely to be upset about the way they've been treated historically, and so they're more likely to be bad employees. So it's easy for people to come to conclusions like that.
Here's the problem with that train of thought is that it could apply to libertarianism or, thinking as a free person. You could just as well say, well, people feel very uncomfortable when you start talking about, there's no more police, so therefore I'm not even going to, approach the subject. You could leave it at that, but yeah, I don't think it's the right mindset. I think, it is important to challenge, whatever viewpoint you have, and whatever you thought was correct yesterday, it's very important to challenge it today.
Yes, sir. I
understand that people will disagree with each other, but again, try to be amicable and come to a better understanding, hopefully.
This when talking about race, it's very difficult for people to be amicable because
we can have conflict on this show. We can talk about issues that are difficult in a very adult manner, that there may be some tensions that surround it, some uncomfortability, but that's okay. I think that's part of what Cliff is saying here, is to get these ideas out there for people to hear, to hear, first of all, some of the ludicrous ideas that some people harbor about race and in different groups of people and all that, and at the same time to be able to rebut them effectively and talk about them and point out how absurd some of the positions are.
But I think at the same time it's important to learn and grow from there.
Absolutely, and I think that you don't grow unless you do address these issues and you talk about them. And certainly it's Free Talk Live, and we've addressed them so many times in the past and likely will continue on into the future. And we're out of time for tonight. Thanks, Cliff, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And it has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us tomorrow night. If we didn't address what you wanted us to, well, that's why we have open phones. Any old time, you dial in and take control of the airwaves. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.